It's time for Your Morning Brew. Grab a cup of Joe and get caught up on everything you need to know. Here's Schlereth and Evans.
Well, congratulations to the Buffs. Night after the Rams won their first four game, so too did the Buffs as they beat Boise State to advance to the first round of the NCAA tournament tomorrow against Florida. Tad Boyle going up against one of his good friends, the head coach of Boise, had a lot of respect for a Boise team that they were able to finally put away.
I knew it was going to be a battle against these guys. You just knew from watching film and watching that team all year. They got some tough-minded guys. They're a quality program. And, you know, we used to scrimmage Boise before the season started. We stopped that probably, I don't know, 6-7 years ago. But we always get something out of that because when you play them, you got to match their physicality and their toughness. It doesn't matter who they have. You know, they got a totally different team now than when we played them back in the day.
Leon Rice, the longtime coach there at Boise, he and Tad Boyle are bros and found themselves coaching against each other. So, bittersweet night for Tad Boyle, but he'll take the victory. Move on. Were you impressed by the Buffs? Did they play? Did they win in a way that makes you think they could do some damage in this tournament?
I wouldn't say that. But I was impressed with the toughness. I was impressed with their ability to take, what's the kid's name, Degenhart?
Yep.
And shut him down. He's their, you know, he was kind of their go-to offensive player, only got 6 points. So they shut him out. That to me was impressive. I don't know as they go further.
I think they got a shot. I'll tell you why. I think one thing that's really important in the college basketball tournament, maybe not so much the NBA playoffs, but point guard play. If you have a really good point guard that can just control things out there.
Simpson, you like
AJ
him?
Simpson, Stevens for CSU. It's for those reasons that I really like both teams' chances. And then they've got a nice mix. CU's got a nice mix of size. They got some rangy guys, real athletic.
How about athleticism?
Yeah, I think
De Silva is really athletic, but how about overall athleticism when you start getting up against the big boys?
I think they're both pretty athletic, and I think they're both really well coached. And
yeah, but this is where you and I part ways a little bit, because one time you tried to tell me how athletic Joker was. Is this like athletic compared to the big programs, or is this athletic compared to me, Mike Evans? Because sometimes I think you get I'm more like projecting
a little bit like what I wish I could have been.
Right, you kind of almost get a little rusty on me.
Next on the Morning Brew, yes, CU wins. They'll wait and play tomorrow. It's been a whirlwind for CSU as they didn't have much time to react and prepare and get to Dayton to win their game, and now they turn right around and they head out on the road to play Texas today at 4:50. So, you know, the rushed, compressed schedule, does that eventually catch up with you, or is there a certain amount of, like, we're just riding adrenaline right now and this is fun, let's go?
Yeah, I think there's the adrenaline aspect of that. I think that's right. I think the other thing is there's not a lot of time, so you can't overthink a lot of things, right?
True.
You're just gonna have to go out there and play. And the other thing is not a lot of adjustment time, so you have to go out and play your game.
Mm-hmm.
You got to go out and play to your identity. Sometimes time off, this is what hurts NFL teams when they have the bye. They get away from what they are. You know, they're planning and they're plotting and they're going through, and then they outsmart themselves. And you're not going to have time to outsmart yourself. So you're just going to have to rely on what you do best and play the way that you play. So I think that to me is a good thing.
Next on the Morning Brew, the Broncos made another late in free agency move, looking for a bargain as they signed swing tackle Matt Peart to a 1-year deal. Former draft pick of the New York Giants. telling us why he chose the Broncos.
Honestly, it's just, you know, me personally is looking for a fresh start and, you know, never, you know, provided the opportunity for me. And, you know, like I said, nothing but great. You know, it's a great organization, great history here. So just being a part of that, great culture, great atmosphere. So, yeah, definitely have to tap in.
Does he not know that Sean Payton's mean? Did he not hear that he's mean?
Well, apparently word has not reached East Coast.
Yeah. Matt, it's Matt Pert.
Pert?
Pert.
Pert.
Almost like parrot, only Pert.
Pert.
The only reason I know that is because I did a bunch of Giants games a couple years ago.
Pert.
Pert.
Pert. What do you know about him? Anything?
Yeah, oh yeah. I think Matt's a good player. I think he's an automatic better swing tackle than you've had here. If somebody goes down, can be a starter. Like, he has proven that he can be a starter. I think sometimes it's a little bit hard when all of a sudden you got to focus on one when you've been the swing guy. But I like him as a player. I think he's a pretty good player. I think he's better than the swings we've had here.
Yeah, who have we had recently? The Cam Flemings, Calvin Anderson types. Yeah. You say this is the best of the bunch.
Yeah, and I think that if he's pressed into service and he can settle down in one spot, he could be a decent tackle for you. So I think that's a smart move. I actually liked him in a couple games that he had a start and kind of when the Giants were just a mess offensively. And this guy bounced around and played in multiple games at different spots. Sometimes he'd play some of the game at right, and then he'd have to go in at left. And I think he acquitted himself pretty well in doing that in a very tough role. So I like that. I like that pick.
And finally,
thank you a lot.
Next on the Morning Brew, the Nuggets tonight hosting the New York Knicks. And the Knicks, a little banged up right now, although they did get back OG Anunoby, who was a terrific pickup for them and has given them a huge spark. But he will sit this game out tonight as he's coming back from an elbow. And he played last Saturday at Sacramento, but he's going to sit this one out tonight. So Nuggets, once again, facing an opponent who will be shorthanded. And, you know, for anybody out there who says, oh, you want to beat the best at their best, hey, I don't feel that way. You don't feel that way. No. Path of least resistance. Sign me up.
By the way, though, this will be a nice test. The New York Knicks are a good team. They got the Brunson kid can really play. This is a nice, this feels to me a little bit like taking on Miami, a little bit like taking on the Celtics.
No, difference.
Different.
Celtics are talented, but not tough. The Knicks are tough, but not necessarily as talented.
Not as talented, but my point is, this is a team you may face. Like, I don't think the Knicks are going to the NBA Finals, but this is kind of a bully, if you will, in the East. And I think they'll be up for this game.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Well, there'll be a lot of New York fans there. So, once again, Nugget fans, no doubt making a killing with their season tickets in the lower bowl. That'll do it for the Morning Brew. Bring that to you each and every morning at 6:30.